Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, we've all been there, right? That feeling of utter exhaustion, the mental fog, the motivation tank running on fumes. It's like trying to sprint uphill in the sandstorm brutal. But here is the kicker. Burnout isn't just a you need more sleep situation. It's a serious beast that can creep into any aspect of life, sports included. And trust me, it's something we gotta tackle head on. Because let's face it, living a truly fulfilling life requires us to be firing on all cylinders, mentally and physically. So, how do you keep the fire burning when you feel like you're about to fizzle out? Well, buckle up, because today, we're diving into some actionable strategies to combat burnout and rediscover that inner drive. First things first. Recognize the signs. Are you constantly dragging your feet, struggling to focus, or finding yourself snapping at people more than usual? Yeah, those are red flags waving furiously. Ignoring them is like ignoring a smoke alarm. Eventually, everything goes up in flames. Once you acknowledge you're feeling burnt out, you can start taking action. Number 2. Prioritize rest and recovery. I know, easier said than done, right? But seriously, folks, your body and mind are not machines that run on pure willpower. They need downtime to recharge and rebuild. Think of it like this. A phone battery needs charging after being drained all day. Same goes for you. Schedule time for activities that truly relax and rejuvenate you: reading, taking a walk in nature, catching up with friends, whatever it is that brings you joy and helps you de-stress. Next up, set realistic expectations. We live in a world where hustle is glorified, but constantly pushing yourself to the limit is a recipe for disaster. Remember, it's okay to say no sometimes, delegate tasks, and prioritize what truly matters. Don't be afraid to take a step back and regroup. Sometimes, slowing down actually helps you move forward faster. Number 4. Find your tribe. Surrounding yourself with supportive people can make all the difference in navigating those tough times. Talk to friends, family, mentors, anyone who understands what you're going through and can offer encouragement and practical advice. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to acknowledge our accomplishments. But taking time to appreciate your successes, no matter how seemingly insignificant, can boost your confidence and motivation. Remember, every step forward, even a tiny one, deserves recognition. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah, a hard-working student athlete juggling academics, practice, and social life. She's constantly pushing herself, trying to excel in every area, but lately, she's feeling drained. Sleep is a luxury she can barely afford, her focus is shot, and her motivation levels are at an all-time low. Sound familiar? Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. She starts by prioritizing sleep, setting a bedtime, and sticking to it as much as possible. She also schedules time for herself, a quick yoga session after practice, a walk in the park with friends on weekends. Instead of overloading her schedule, Sarah learns to say no to extra commitments that add unnecessary stress. Most importantly, she talks to her coach and teammates, sharing her struggles and seeking their support. They help her manage her workload and celebrate her achievements, big or small. Within a few weeks, Sarah starts feeling the difference. Her energy levels are back, her focus is sharper, and she rediscovers the joy in pushing herself towards her goals. So remember, folks, burnout isn't a badge of honor. It's a signal that you need to listen to your body and mind. By prioritizing rest, setting realistic expectations, building a support system, and celebrating your wins, you can overcome burnout and find your way back to peak performance. Now go out there and conquer those goals. Remember, you got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me. I want to hear your stories, your struggles, and your triumphs. Leave a comment on our website or hit us up on social media. Until next time, keep that fire burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.